Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And Bill, you know what today is.
It's Tuesday.
But what... You're a jerk. It's the first Tuesday of the month of September.
Yes, and that means Mike McNamara comes by from the Independent Film Festival and tells us things about it.
That's right.
How
good to
you,
see
Mike?
You guys. How are we doing?
Nice
awesome.
To see you.
Beautiful. Nice long weekend.
Uh-huh.
And now we're going to launch right into First Tuesdays with the Midwest Independent Film Festival tonight. One of our biggest nights of the year.
Pilot night.
Pilot night. Pilot showcase tonight. They're all made in Chicago. And I really feel tonight's lineup of eight pilots is so darn good, so darn funny. And, you know, it's a cool night.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
You have to explain for people who don't know what pilot night is, because last year, Sully Sullenberger was very disappointed when you wouldn't let him in for free.
And I will say, I know what a pilot is, but is this the pitching of the pilot? Are these pilots that... That's what I don't understand.
These are good questions. And I brought two of the piloteers out tonight to tell you a little bit about their potential future great Chicago TV series here. So I have Katie Novotny. Her pilot is called Guilty.
Hi, Katie.
Hello.
And then we have Dwayne Perkins, whose pilot is Starving Artists.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hello.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, so getting back to Wendy's question,
right.
what the pilot normally does, like in a TV series, it's the first episode to let people know what the show is about, and that's kind of what's going on tonight, right?
Yep, that is what's happening here. And this, it's even more unique, because we have one pilot we're going to show tonight called Lost and Found from a talented creator named Harula Rose, and she literally made a 30-minute pilot, like, as you think of pilots, like 30 minutes, first episode of the series, ready to go, you know, order 12 more episodes, and this will be the first one that premieres.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have other pilots tonight, like the two that we have here, Guilty and Starving Artist, that started as web series. And so they started as a 3-minute piece, a 7-minute piece, 10-minute piece, and I don't know if a proof of concept is the right way to put it, but these is kind of their pitch by showing that, hey, we can build an audience. Hey, this is what we do. And if you want to put some money behind it and develop it, we're ready to go.
So things have changed now. You can do a web series. And in my opinion, I would think it would be more difficult to do a pilot in 3 minutes or 7 minutes. Wouldn't that be difficult?
It's a little different. It's a little different.
I can't edit myself, so mine would need to be 3 hours long, and no one would ever take it.
I think it's actually way more fun to do more episodes than just one, because you get to play with the story and build out different storylines, and you get to develop your character a little bit more, have some story arcs, character arcs, callbacks, like all the things that comedians love.
I agree. And I think it just gets to the point, because... at least for me, we did it on our own money, and to make a 30-minute pilot would have been so much more. We were like, we're going to give you this real cute, funny 3 minutes. You're going to see the characters, you're going to see the jokes, and then if you want to see more, give us money.
But that's the key, too, is you always want people wanting more. You don't want to burn yourself out either, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's a phrase in show business called a sizzle reel. They do this with movies, TV shows, advertising.
Porn.
So it's with porn is one of
so. Yours is awesome, by the way.
I was wondering what that was on your laptop. That's
very artistic.
So what you want to do in this is you want to get back to Wendy's point, grab them right away. And So essentially, that's what you're doing in one of these is you're saying to a potential audience, hey, look what we have to show you, and it gets better after this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
And also, you're able to have kind of, you know, these are less than sizzle reels. These are like contained episodes.
Beginning,
do you
middle,
know what
end.
I mean? Beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
And a lot of these web series will have 6 episodes, 10 episodes, 11 episodes, and they'll pick one or two of them, or they'll tie 3 or 4 of them together to kind of make them into a pilot, which one of the pilots we're showing tonight, Rap School by Namdi Ungwe and his brother, did. They took several, you know, web series episodes and tied them together into a pilot. So you're going to see complete storylines tonight at the fest.
Oh, nice.
All right, Guilty. Katie Novotny, co-creator, in the studio with us right now. Give us a synopsis of Guilty.
It's in the fewest words possible. It's about dealing with Catholic guilt and shedding it along the way as you grow up. Basically, we learn a lot when we're in Catholic school. I went to 13 years of Catholic school and learned a lot of rules of what I was supposed to do. And as I grew up, I was like, that's really not what the world really is anymore. You know, you learn to feed the homeless and to accept people for who they are. Sure. And then when you get to the real world, they're like, you're walking down Michigan Avenue and your parents or your grandparents are like, don't give that guy money. Like, he's going to buy it for booze. or like they're like everyone's welcome here unless if you're gay. Like, it's like, well, okay, let's explore what that looks like today. And like, how do we still have that good person inside of us that was built from religion? Yeah. And how to navigate what today's society actually reflects.
Do you still go to church?
No.
No. I see that a lot. And you, Bill, you had a Catholic upbringing, but not all 13 years of it.
8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my husband went all through his schooling years of religious Catholic school. And it seems like once you get out on the other end of Catholic school, it's not that you turn your back on Catholicism, but you've had it so much that it's like you almost need a break from it.
Yeah.
We public kids, you know, kind of.
Oh, because we're the worst.
Yeah.
Always
yeah.
messed up our desks.
Yes, we did. We always rifled through it.
Yep. Where's my ruler?
So did you know, Katie, as you were experiencing all this Catholic schooling, did you say as it was happening, someday this is going to pay off, I'm going to turn this into something?
Not ever once. I was very, very religious through, like, up until college. And then I kind of, like, started meeting people that were different than me and being like, oh, there's more than this tiny little bubble of, like, white suburbanites that exist in the world and have had different upbringings than me.
Yeah.
And you start gaining more empathy and understanding different points of view. And I was in Missouri. I went to the University of Missouri. So it was like a whole different world. And that's when it started started figuring it out, stopped going to church as much.
Yeah.
But I didn't start doing comedy until like well after college.
And to chime in a little on Guilty, just so that the listeners get a feel, this is not like a calm, pleasant discussion about Catholicism in this web series. This is like
it's
irreverent,
dirty.
A little naughty. Because Katie's talking about this right now, I'm expecting to see like two people just kind of chatting over tea about Catholicism. I mean, this is
a little
rowdy fun.
We go in.
They go deep.
Yeah,
they go real deep.
Balls deep into the
so to speak.
Dwayne, we'll find out your story next. Stick around. We have a lot more to discuss with you. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Effen. It's Wendy Snyder, along with Mike McNamara, co-founder and executive director of the Midwest Independent Film Festival. He has brought with us two of the star players for tonight's presentation, Katie Novotny, co-creator of Guilty, and Dwayne Perkins, co-creator of Starving Artists. Tonight is pilot night. Once a week, they show all these great pilots. You have a chance to get in on this. Now, technically, this is sold out, Mike, but somehow, some way, we can get people
in.
If
you go to the site, if you go to MidwestFilm.com, it'll tell you that it's sold out. But for Bill and Wendy fans today, if you find us on Facebook, Midwest Independent Film Festival, and message us, just message Midwest Independent Film Festival, mention Bill and Wendy, and we have a set of 10 tickets that we are holding to make available for purchase for Bill and Wendy fans. So
very
message
nice.
Us on Facebook, Midwest Independent Film Festival. And to clarify, this is the only time this year
that
this happens.
It's an annual thing.
This is annual. This is our one night. So our fest is every first Tuesday of the month all year round, but this one first Tuesday is solely dedicated to Chicago pilots. It's your only chance to see them on the big screen.
Excellent.
All right, Dwayne Perkins here, co-creator of Starving Artists, and we need to find out about your little pilot.
Okay, so Starving Artists is about two best friends who are cool, dope, and black trying to traverse the comedy scene in Chicago, which is full of a lot of boring white people.
I can attest to that.
And dope is not cool, Dwayne, by the way, just so you know.
It's the coolest, guys. Don't knock it till you try. I'm kidding. No. And it's basically about these two people who already in their head, they're famous, and they're just waiting for everybody else to catch up. And so
we've all been there.
Right? Like, hurry up. So the episodes are about these two friends that come up with these situations. It's basically Pinky in the Brain with two grown-ups. So, like, the first episode surrounds the idea that we need a token white friend to be famous, because if you're going to be famous, you need a white friend. And then one of the last episodes, which is, like, the longest one, is about us trying to beat the system. In our heads, to be famous, you have to be pretty. And so we try to find a way to exercise without paying for it. So it's just like a bunch of shenanigans of like, okay, we got to do this thing. How do we do it knowing that we're poor? And then the whole goal is just to get enough people to like recognize us so that we can finally have the fame that we think we deserve.
That you deserve.
Katie explained that her story is a version of her story, but not actually her story. Is it the same with you?
Oh, no, this is exactly my
this
life.
Is your
life. Yeah, hands down.
Good. That makes it easier, doesn't it?
It's a little heightened, but yeah, it's all based off real life things.
What else do both of you do besides this?
Mainly, I started as an improviser. I worked at Second City, me and my other co-creator. Now I write a lot. I'm on an MTV show called Wad and Out.
That's fun. Excellent. That's great.
So, yeah, so mainly I've just been creating content and trying to push that.
Yeah, Katie?
I started as an improviser as well. Did the Second City and IO thing. And I'm a copywriter.
For an ad agency?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. So the improvising, I'm guessing, comes in handy, or is this all scripted, or do you guys play with the script a little bit during the shoots?
For me, it is scripted, but when we shoot, that goes out of the window. I think pretty
literally
much every joke that we have is not something that we wrote.
Yeah.
We like have a good premise and we know where we're going, but because we're improvisers and all of our friends are, we just be like, hey, come do this thing. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, if this is funnier, then we're just going to put this in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also one other thing about these 8 pilots in particular that I should have mentioned. There is there's one of the most prestigious pilot competitions in the country, if not on the planet. It's called the New York Television Festival. They select 52 pilots from all over the world. This year, 8 Chicago pilots made it in.
Wow.
And those are the 8 pilots that you're going to see tonight. That's so great. These aren't some random pilots. These are pilots that are kind of, in my opinion, the best that we have here in Chicago. They've made it into this amazing competition, New York Television Fest. Mm-hmm. They're going to premiere at New York Television Fest next month in October. So this is a special sneak preview just for the Chicago filmmaking community.
You know, it's kind of weird when you're thinking about this. You want to make something that is going to appeal to everyone, but you also want to do what you know. So that's why you guys have stuck pretty close to what your real life entails, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do think that. I think that's very true. Because you do want to. One of the main reasons why me and my co-creator created this is because we felt like there was not a lot of opportunities for us, and the opportunities that were for us didn't feel like they were created for us, but for a stereotype that we can fit into. And so it has been so powerful to create your own thing and then just force people to be like, this is who I want to play. This is great. Give me money.
And it shows you, I mean, this is the beauty of where we are now with pilots, with television, with filmmaking. This couldn't happen 7-8 years ago. Just the technology wasn't there. And, you know, TV creators weren't looking for it. There's another series in Chicago called Brown Girls, which we've shown episodes of in the past from Sam Bailey and Fatima Ashgar, that was just picked up by HBO. That started and is currently filming its series. That started as a web series, just like Starving Artists, like Guilty. Those opportunities weren't there even 3-4 years ago.
My
so it's an exciting time.
Was in that, and it was nominated
Asia?
For an Emmy this year.
Oh, that's right. Oh, wow. It was just nominated for an Emmy. It's going up against like Fear the Walking Dead online and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I mean, this all literally happened from someone that, you know, that a lot of us in Chicago worked on. This series, Brown Girls, that they just did what Katie did and what Dwayne did. Said, okay, let's scrape some cash together and get something on the screen.
And producers are savvy. Like Andy Samberg's story of getting to Saturday Night Live came through his work on Lonely Island, which was webisodes, basically.
Along those lines.
Yeah.
So it's hopefully for those that are listening right now can take this as inspiration, because we're going to see 8 pilots tonight that are on their way to making it. They're going to be in talks with different networks, you know, from Hulu to HBO to NBC to CBS,
That's great.
Later this fall. And what they did is something that you can do, you know, listening right now.
This is a great time for you guys, because really with Hulu and Netflix and Amazon, everybody wants their own original content now. So it's completely opened up the playing field. That's good news.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty exciting time.
It is.
Hulu is pretty great. Netflix is everywhere. I think the fact that we've been able to kind of DIY it, and when in a world where that's kind of the norm these days, and to create, like, we have 2 seasons. We started a couple years ago and just have been and learned a lot from season 1 and wanted to make it better and do more for season 2. You start seeing like the breadth of how repetition and working with the same people can really benefit you. And I feel like almost every first season of something is like, okay, because everyone's still getting their wheels like wet. They're trying to figure out what's going on, right? And when you have that repetition and you're like, I feel like we already have a leg up because we know what we want to do. We know our voice, we know our characters, and we know exactly what we want to go from there.
And did you use big, old, expensive equipment, or since budget was tight, a lot of these things have been done on an iPhone now? Is that...
We didn't do iPhone, but because equipment is a lot cheaper now, like, you can get really good quality cameras, and, like, our stuff, like, we did pay for it ourselves as well, and it's like, you realize how far you can stretch a penny, and people
when it's
do
your
favors.
Money.
And, yeah,
I called in so many
yeah,
favors.
In our first episode, we filmed in a church and we paid $50 for the whole day.
Oh,
and
nice.
Like that would like never happen if you don't ask the right questions. You know, like you imagine you have to pay like you're like, oh, that's a $2,000 cost or whatever to rent it out, and you're like, as long as you know the right people and you're nice, you have a great producer like we did.
Went
like,
to 13 years of Catholic school.
Right, it paid off.
God is helping you, Katie.
He might
turn your back on him.
Never will.
Explain one more time how people can get these sold out tickets for tonight.
No problem. Tonight is sold out, but we have a few tickets set aside for fans of the Bill and Wendy Show. You can message us on our Facebook page, Midwest Independent Film Festival. Just track us down on Facebook, send us a message, and we'll find a way to sell you a couple tickets for tonight. This is an incredible night. You're really going to enjoy it. And we even have a producer's panel opening tonight, which includes Steve Conrad, who was the creator of that Amazon series, Patriot. So it's going to be an amazing night, inspirational, and we hope to see you guys there. 6 o'clock at Landmark Century Center Cinema, 2828 North Clark.
Mike,
good luck
thanks.
To you.
Yeah, good luck
thank
to everybody.
You.
Katie, thank you. Dwayne, thank you. We'll take a quick break and then some news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.